This is KERA News. It just may be Royce West's moment. The longtime Texas state senator is asking for a promotion to the U.S. Senate. And with police reform on people's minds in Texas and across the nation, West's record on that issue could help him win supporters in the Democratic primary runoff on July 14th. KERA's Brett Jaspers has this profile.
Years ago, when his kids were young, Royce West remembers getting stopped by a cop.
So I was taking my son to get a baseball glove or something like that. And my sons were in the car with me. And so the police officer came up and said that I had rolled through the stop sign. Okay, and of course, I said I didn't do that.
He kept his cool. When the officer went to check his computer, West turned to the boys.
I said, this is a good lesson for you. You know, you can't win it out on the street. Don't even try. Because that officer has the power of life and death. And I'd rather for you to come home, and then we can win it in the court.
West has spent his career in court as a lawyer, including stints as a defense attorney and a prosecutor. He's also logged decades in another hall of power, the Texas legislature. He seems to believe deeply that a strong, respectful argument will bring you a long way. Dallas County's chief prosecutor, John Cruzo, has known West for over 40 years. He says West doesn't let policy clashes get personal.
I've seen him with some pretty hardcore right-wing folks. And he maintains a cordial relationship. He'll kind of poke them in the ribs about their positions, but laughingly so. They'll poke him back. They get along.
As a state senator representing the southern part of Dallas County, West has focused on education and won funding for families who take in their relatives as foster children. But with the nation roiling over the death of George Floyd, politicians are hearing calls for police reform. West has worked on that, too, like a notable 2001 Texas law banning racial profiling in policing and putting dashboard cameras in cop cars.
We did the hard work. We stayed long hours to make certain we're able to hash out compromises as related to the language in the bill.
It was a huge fuss when he did it because the police didn't want him.
State Senator John Whitmire of Houston chairs the Criminal Justice Committee. Getting the dash cam law passed, Whitmire says, is just one example of West's talent for reasoning with opponents.
He had these skills to explain that it was going to be beneficial for all policemen, particularly the good police officers. It would give them a narrative of what they did and why they did it, and not to mention it would expose bad police officers.
Many years after that dash cam bill, the state passed a law on body-worn cameras. West authored that one, too, and calls it a success. But critics say the law doesn't do enough to increase police accountability. Rather, it more often protects police. That's because the law made it way too hard for the public to access the tapes, according to criminal justice reform advocate Scott Henson.
His body cam bill made the body cams much more closed than the dash cam footage had been.
Henson runs the Texas nonprofit Just Liberty and founded the criminal justice blog Grits for Breakfast. He thinks West has done some good things on policing too, like the earlier racial profiling law, but he calls the senator's record on criminal justice reform a mixed bag. Henson does, however, see West as a pragmatist and thinks the killing of George Floyd has dramatically shifted what people want.
The terms of debate have changed. The earth has moved under our feet, and that's as true for him as it is everybody else. And I expect that he will see more opportunities going forward because of that, and I hope he takes them.
So what does West want to accomplish in Washington, D.C., if he beats fellow Democrat M.J. Hagar and then Republican John Cornyn? In an interview, West said he wants a national standard for when officers can use deadly force and to condition criminal justice funding on it.
There should be one law governing the use of deadly force in this country.
West doesn't want to defund police departments, but thinks cities should look at their budgets and possibly reallocate money to other services, like mental health. West said this moment calls for more than study and small tweaks.
I don't want to sell us short. I want to see restructuring in this society where people in poverty, most of which are people of color, get a better shake. And we don't keep on talking about it over and over and over again.
In 2021, Royce West will either be Texas's junior U.S. senator in an era of peak polarization or back in the Texas Senate debating police reform at a pivotal moment. Either way, he'll need full use of his powers of persuasion. I'm Brett Jaspers in Dallas.